Now Monitor brings you Meet the Press, the prize-winning interview program produced by Lawrence Spivak. Four of America's top news reporters are ready for this unrehearsed conference. Their questions do not necessarily reflect their point of view, but maybe their way of getting a story. Here's the moderator of Meet the Press, Ned Brooks.
Welcome once again to Meet the Press. Our guest is the Prime Minister of Cuba, Dr. Fidel Castro. His liberation of the island from President Batista has been described as a legend of daring and determination. But in the 3.5 months since President Batista fled from Cuba, Dr. Castro's problems, both internal and external, have multiplied, and he has come under sharp criticism, especially in this country. Dr. Castro's victory last New Year's Day marked the end of 6 years of bitter civil war. It began with the unsuccessful uprising of July 26, 1953, and continued with heavy odds against Dr. Castro and his small band of fighters. Now, with the guerrilla warfare over, the world watches the future of Cuba with much interest and some concern. And now, seated around the press table, ready to interview Dr. Castro, are Richard Wilson of the Coles Publications, May Craig of the Portland, Maine Press Herald, Herb Kaplow of NBC News, and Lawrence E. Spivak, a regular member of the Meet the Press panel. Standing by, if needed, is our interpreter, Mr. Anthony Erbaz. Now, Dr. Castro, if you're ready, we'll start the questions with Mr. Spivak.
Yes, but I want to clear some word.
Yes.
You said that our problems, internal and external, had multiplied. And really, it is not so.
You're not so.
Remember that only 3 months ago we finished the war. And I am here in the United States after three months, and I think to be here 15 days. If we had difficulties or problems in Cuba, it would be impossible.
I think, Dr. Castro, the best way to get into that is through the questions. We can clear up some of those points as we go along.
Yes.
Mr. Spivak.
Dr. Castro, an American magazine published a story this week which says that Dr. Castro really hates America. Will you tell the American people how you feel about the United States?
Why am I going to hate to the people of the United States? I don't hate anybody, including my enemies, those who have been my strong enemy in Cuba. I don't hate them. Martí, our apostle, taught us not to hate. That is untrue at all.
Well, are you saying that you don't hate your enemies and you don't hate us either?
Yes, not to the public, to the people of the United States, sincerely. What I think about the citizens of the United States, that they are very nice and noble people. I see in Cuba, I see here, you are young boys, girls, newspaper, reporters, doctors, everybody really. Really nice people. That is my impression. If I would think in other way, you can be sure I would say here.
Dr. Castro, recently you were quoted as saying that you were neutral between the United States and the Soviet Union. And this has bothered many, many Americans, as you know. Do you mean by that that in the struggle that is now going on between communism and democracy, you are neutral and don't care who wins? Did you mean that?
No. That was the interpretation that we are giving to our words. It was in some time when somebody tried in a public meeting to show to our government the line to follow. And it was present not as a matter of principle, but as a matter of fatalism. And really, I am against all kind of fatalism.
Is what? Fatalism.
Fatalism. Do you understand? And it was interpreted as a declaration of neutrality, because I said that we were not prepared for war. And it was not untrue. I said only the truth. Because everybody, every people are worried for their self-doom. And I have the right of being worried for our self-doom too. Was the war not a declaration of neutrality? In the last meeting with the editor, somebody asked me, and I said that Cuba had some international compromise, and that compromise were not denounced, and that we keep that international compromises. I clear that question. But if you want to clear more, you can ask me.
I want to know where your heart lies in the struggle between communism and democracy. Whose side, where is your heart and where is your feeling?
Really, saying that democracy. Democracy is my ideals. Real. But many people used to call democracy seeing things that are not democracy. Democracy have some fails, not the idea. Those who use some of those who use democracy were. I am not communism. I am not agree with communism. My acts prove free press in Cuba. As you know, we have the full power in Cuba. Revolution destroyed all the enemy army after a hard fight. And when we took the power, which were our systems? Free press to everybody. Free ideas. Free religion belief. And all those rights, those human rights that we could establish in the most anormal.
Normal.
No, no normal.
Abnormal. Abnormal.
In the irregular circumstance of the changing from one system to other. There is no doubt for me between democracy and communism.
Not only
democracy as a word. That is why we call our ideals humanism. Because we not only want to give freedoms to the people, but to give them the way of getting their life, to eat, to live. Not only theoretical words.
Can we move along to Mr. Kaplow?
Dr. Castro, what good has your visit done so far?
¿Qué beneficios ha tenido su visita hasta la fecha?
Well, spiritual profits, because I didn't come here for material profit. Nevertheless, if we are not well understood here in the United States, we would get damages, material damages.
Do you think you now better understand the United States from your few days here?
I believe that here in the United States, the people and everybody and the government are going to understand us better. It is good not only for Cuba. It is good, too, for the United States.
Have you reached any sort of understanding or agreement with American officials?
Not understanding, because as you know, I came not as an officer travel. I was invited here for the Editor Association, and I have reached honor here of official honor.
Well, have
but
you
my
discussed...
visit was not an official visit.
Have you discussed any sort of trade agreement?
Well, I think that in first place, it was necessary to clear several concepts about our revolution. Fair place, it was necessary to speak to the public opinion of the United States. That is our way of doing the things. We go first to the public opinion. And when public opinion support our cause, it will be easier that the government support and understand our cause. It is a matter of public opinion because this is a country of public opinion.
Mrs. Craig.
Dr. Castro, Senator Smathers of Florida says that you have many communists in your government. Is that so?
And because Senator Smathers said it ought to be true, I don't think that. I can, in first place, that is, I have read some list that I don't doubt that saying if it continued to discovering such communists in our government, including Adam and Eve, are going to be communists too. What I can tell that the truth is that in Florida, unfortunately, there are Rolando Masferrer, gangster, chief of gangster band, that killed about 1,000 Cubans. And I am sure that if United States people know the history of what Rolando Masferrer did in Cuba, nobody in United States would like that man be here asking us, living here. Lorraine Ventura and dozens of war criminals are there in Florida. That is the only truth. I don't know why Mr. Smart said that. And I think that if he investigate, he will find that he is far for giving a good information about that.
An American magazine published here, this week, says, after a survey of Cuba, that your brother is a communist and his wife also.
And how
do you believe
how
that?
How U.S. is going to know that better than myself, that is my brother and my sister-in-law? I can't tell that they are not communist. It is, they speak that sometime he went to Europe in some travel when he was a student. But it would be correct to tell that Stevenson is communist because he went to Moscow. My brother was not in Moscow. Nixon is going to Moscow. But what happened is that here in the United States, any officer, any people can go to Moscow and nobody tell that he's communist. But if some Cuban, for example, go to Europe, near Europe, then very soon many people began to tell that are communists. Why can't you travel? When can you go and you are out of any suspicion? And our men cannot be.
We have been deceived in this country and have had communists in our government. Are you sure you have none in your government?
Well, that is another thing. To be sure, it is possible that there be someone, and someone fighting the war in Cuba. The Communist Party is a small one party, as there are many other parties. And as in Cuba, everybody, the 98% of the people, because in Cuba there was not civil war. Civil war was here, for example, in the United States. Some part of the nation against other part. In Cuba was a war between the people of Cuba and a band of crafters and criminals. And so some of them were like of the other party. That is true, but their influence in government is nothing, not exists at all. And to prove this, what you owe is to see what are we doing in Cuba, and if we are helping communism idea or we are helping democracy ideas, if we are helping any kind of communism idea, or really we are strengthening the love for freedom, democracy, human rights in our country. That is what you, the reporter, ought to investigate. not to write the first thing that can be heard, because that is not good way for earning friends, because nobody can earn friends without understanding. Nobody can earn good friends attacking or writing the first things. You have the same duty that we have in making this form of understanding. I came here, nevertheless, my duties in Cuba, for the best understanding. I hope you in the United States do the best too for this understanding.
Mr. Wilson.
Dr. Castro, you have made just now an eloquent statement on behalf of democratic government. When do you intend to have an election in Cuba?
Oh, you can be sure I am the man most interested in one election. Because for me and for our minister, power is only sacrifice. Power is only job. What we want is to get as soon as possible the condition for free election.
How long will that take?
Not in any condition more than 4 years. In any condition.
Why do you have to wait 4 years?
Oh, I am going to tell you, to ask you, for example, why United States intervention in 1906 endured 3 years? Why did you need 3 years? And there was not a revolution. This is a revolution. We have to attain many problems. We are working. As more people help us, more we be understood, more fast we can to solve our problems, and more fast will be the election, because we are the most interested in them. The most interested, you can be sure that. What happened in Cuba? 700,000 unemployment. Our work now is to seek employment for that man. We have to establish about 10,000 schools in Cuba, hospital for all those people that need. Because in the past in Cuba, when there was no dictatorship, there was either real democracy.
What,
because politicians went for the trees, for the country, buying votes, offering money to those who were unemployed, offering bed in the hospital, offering place in the schools, offering to buy the vote. There was a lot of corruption. Real democracy is not possible over hungry people, because corruption disrupts democracy. Real democracy ought to be established over social justice, with employ for everybody.
Let me interrupt you, Dr. Castro. What kind of a government will you have for the next 4 years? Is it to be a dictatorship or
how?
What?
Why dictator? There is a council of ministers, and the public opinion. Cannot be any kind of dictatorship. This is a provisional government. There was not Congress, because there was the Congress, Batista, congressmen, yes men. There was not judicial power. We have to restore first the executive power, the government, then the justicial power.
Judiciary.
The judiciary. There is the judiciary, two powers. The third power ought to be the Congress in a general election. And we need time. We need time. There are two powers, government and judiciary. And next step will be the general election to establish the three power of the state. And you ought to think, this is a government of public opinion. No one who hears the public opinion and be enough carefully of hearing the public opinion can be called, can be any time dictator.
Do you now promise the people of Cuba
neither
a free general election
yes
in 4 years?
Before?
In 4 years.
Ahora sí, ahora promete que dentro de 4 años habrá elecciones libres.
Well, I have promised to my country. I have said that as soon we advance, we will have free election. And our wish is that they be as soon as possible. It is a matter of our own conscience.
Mr. Spivak. Yes.
Dr. Castro, first you said you would hold elections in 1 year. Then you said 18 months. Mm. Then you said 2 years. Now you say 4 years.
No.
Has anything happened to postpone it?
2 years. 2 years. We said that we were hoping to give the election in 2 years. But it means that, oh, to be exact, if we need 1 year more, 1 year and a half more, if we need. But you can be sure that if we advance as we are advanced, if we advance, we will give the election as soon, very soon. I cannot tell exactly number of months because I am not supposed to know which difficulties we are going to have. You know how Batista left the country without almost reserve. You know,
Dr. Castro, you yourself have said that a free election is the very heart, the very most important thing about democracy.
Yes.
And don't you think the Cuban people will be ready for democracy for 4 years?
Yes, but you cannot impose to the people the free election if the people doesn't want.
How
you cannot
do you know,
impose.
How do you know that?
How do you know? Because in many acts, I began to speak of election, and thousands of people began to say that they are not interested now in election, but that put in working. You can see that.
Suppose they say that after
Well,
4 years.
I am defending in the public opinion of my country the election. I am the defense of the election. Do you know why? Because people was unfortunately accustomed to politicians that never did anything for the people, and now they are happy, and we are defensive. You can be sure about it. We are the first defensive, because are the most interesting in finish this job, that is a very hard job for us, because this is not business. We lost money here in power. My salary is $800. And the first thing we did when we took power was to lower the salary of the minister. If I write now the history of revolution, if I be writing now books, you can be sure I would got millions possible of dollars for the interest that there is in Cuba and in all America about those matters. Nevertheless, I am working for a low salary in the power. I am the most interested in finish as soon as possible the government, because I like to have time to read, to study, to hear music, and to do what you do at the weekend.
Mr. Kaplow.
Mr. Prime Minister, what do you intend to do about the rest of the people who are charged with war crimes and political crimes?
¿Qué piensa hacer con el resto de la gente que se les acusa de guerra, de crímenes políticos?
100 have seen more than 1,000 have been exonerated without proof. And the trials are finishing in Cuba.
When do you think they'll be finished?
Well, it's just, it ought to be just, you cannot hurry up very much. But I want to take this opportunity, if you permit me, to make a question to the public opinion so that they understand better. I read this morning in the memorial, Lincoln memory, not in Jefferson memory, that declaration that is too in the Constitution of the United States, that all man come is born with some rights, self-evident right, the just to freedom, to free, to the life. And I want to ask, what would you do with those who abolish that right? What to do with those who abolish that right? That is a question that I want the public opinion of the United States to do.
Mrs. Craig.
Dr. Castro, what right do you have to tell other Latin American countries what kind of government they shall have and whom they shall have for presidents? Why do you want to throw them out of Haiti and Panama and Dominican Republic?
No, the right to tell, the right to speak about in the same way that you in the United States speak about democracy. I, in the same way, speak about democracy because I believe in democracy, and I think that it's not just that some country be under blood tyranny like Santo Domingo and another country. That is an ideal.
Sir, do not...
Not a fire, not an intervention. I am against all kind of intervention in the internal matter of other countries, because we, the Latin American country, were a long time struggling for the principle of no intervention.
Do you not allow people in your country to plot invasions of other republics?
I know that our doors were open for all the political exiles. That is what I know, and it is... Yes.
Dr. Castro, I'm sorry I'm going to have to interrupt. I'm sure the panel has many more questions. Thank you very much, Dr. Castro, for being with us. And our thanks also to our interpreter, Mr. Anthony Erbaz.
Monitor's thanks to Dr. Fidel Castro, Prime Minister of Cuba, and the members of the Meet the Press panel for a stimulating and enlightening half hour. Meet the Press, produced by Lawrence Spivak. Now this personal word, if we may. This past week, we've celebrated National Library Week, and what better time is there than now to explore the many adventures your library holds for you and your family? Of course, you're aware that your library contains many books. Do you realize that many of these are the newest books, plus the latest magazines, plus the daily newspapers, to offer you a complete cross-section of current events in the world today? You really owe it to yourself and to your country to be well-informed. You also owe it to yourself to have a little fun. Why not rediscover the fun of reading? Take another good look at what your library holds. Remember, it's your key to knowledge, to travel, to adventure, and a fuller life, all available to you free of charge. Bear in mind that your library, no matter how fully equipped, just sitting there can do nothing for you. You must take advantage of it. So, wake up, visit your library, and read. Well, there's 5 minutes of news coming up, then Monitor continues. For me, for this week, the clock's run out, so this is Ben Grauer saying it's nice to rejoin you again at Monitor. Till next week. Thank you, and good night.
This is Monitor, the NBC Weekend Radio Service.